Some say part of the problem is that the bankruptcy stigma is gone, but it certainly is not for Todd, who suffered from the image bankruptcy carries.
Well, it was kind of an embarrassment. When I first did it, I didn't want to tell anybody about it. I didn't want anybody to think I was some kind of loser, you know, because I really wasn't. But I have a family now, and we're looking to buy a house, and it sure would be nice to have somebody give us a chance.
Todd just got himself out of a three-year-long procedure because of a roommate who wouldn't pay his rent. Since then, the bankruptcy on his record has made it difficult for him to get his credit back. Todd says it's a little frustrating that it's not over once you paid it off. Like him, Kevin's case was closed several months ago. Expenses in summer daycare for his son, who's autistic, caused him to fall behind 3 years ago. Kevin says he's proud to have paid off his debts, but he wishes banks would now look more at the person instead of just his credit record.
Bankruptcy's got a bad name with it because you can't apply for a card or loan, et cetera, for so many years afterwards. It makes you feel, I don't know, not worthless, but I guess it just doesn't make you feel good about doing it, even though you know you had to do it.
The stigma of filing bankruptcy certainly isn't gone in creditors' minds. With more and more people filing for Chapter 7 and getting rid of minor debts, some creditors even think that some people use bankruptcy to avoid paying their debts. Frida is not one of them, although she did file for Chapter 7 at the end of last year. With her daughter's college tuition, she just couldn't keep on top of her bills.
Every year my rent went up and other utilities and everything, and so I sunk, I guess.
As a gift to herself, Frida decided to put some money aside for her retirement on her birthday. Apart from that, she says she couldn't save more than she does now.
I don't have cable. I don't have any frivolous bills. I only have the necessary bills. I don't have any extra anything. I need a pair of boots, but we'll work it out some kind of way.
Frida says she doesn't feel bad about filing bankruptcy because she did what she could. She says she only got a 79-cent salary raise over 5 years, and she couldn't find a part-time job to help pay her bills. The poor economy is one reason attorney Mike Rines believes there are more bankruptcies. Rines is practicing in Madison. He specializes in bankruptcy cases. He says another major issue is easy credit that can coincide with expensive late fees. For that matter, he says credit cards are almost always in the picture.
These other problems that I was alluding to, divorce, the lack of income, being underemployed, not having insurance, they're exacerbated with the cards. The compulsive gambler, you can go right up to Ho-Chunk and the machines are up there. You can borrow the money right there on the spot.
Rines doesn't think the bankruptcy system is being mobbed by debtors. He says when he meets customers who seem to be trying to run away from debts, he just refuses to defend them. However, it could get harder for anyone, well-intentioned or not, to file for bankruptcy. Credit card companies are currently pushing for a new law that would make bankruptcy filing more difficult, or that would at least make it harder to wipe out some kinds of debts, like credit cards. Mathilde Riffaut, Wisconsin Public Radio.